Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Due to the current financial constraints, the light at the end of the tunnel will be turned off until further notice. So read a notice on a local bulletin board. How's that for contending for a gold medal in pessimism? Nobody can take away the power of hope unless you let him. Hope is as essential as oxygen is to your body. The grand essentials of happiness, wrote Alan Chambers, are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. For 7 long years, David, the young man who had been anointed to be king of Israel, had to flee for his very life. Saul, struggling with bitterness and tremendous insecurity, did not intend to relinquish his throne to this young upstart who had won the hearts of the people when Goliath fell to his sling and sword. Saul hunted David as police would hunt a criminal. While David was in hiding, he wrote a number of the great psalms that encourage our hearts. I'm thinking of two that go together, Psalm 42 and 43, and both end with a powerful question. David cried, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Do you ever ask yourself, why am I so blue, so down? Is the answer because God has failed you? Has he gone home and turned off the voicemail for a little while? No, of course not. Is it because he has no power to change the circumstances of your life? In effect, worry is saying, "God, my problem is bigger than you. I'm not sure you can handle this for me, so I guess I'm on my own to figure it out." Can anyone turn out the light at the end of the tunnel of life? No, but somebody or something can surely stand between you and God's light, blocking its radiance. If it's happened to you, there's only one thing to do: move. Get rid of that person or get out of that situation you know is wrong. Tunnel under, go left or right, push your way past, but get focused on God's light at the end of the tunnel. The first step is making the decision to get on with your life. I don't know who wrote the following, which somebody gave to me, but I do like what it is. It's entitled Today. It goes like this: "And only I can determine what kind of a day it will be. It can be busy and sunny, laughing and gay, or boring and cold, unhappy and gray. My own state of mind is the determining key, for I am only the person I let myself be. I can be thoughtful and do all I can to help, or selfish and think just of myself. I can enjoy what I do and make it seem fun, or gripe and complain and make it hard on someone. I can be patient with those who may not understand or belittle and hurt them as much as I can, but I have faith in myself and believe what I say, and I personally intend to make the best of today." David's response was the determination to yet praise him whom he called my Savior and my God. God didn't forsake David in his cave of depression and gloom. He eventually led him back home and to the throne. I'm convinced that only we ourselves can allow clouds to obscure the light at the end of God's tunnel. Praising God for what he is and for what he has done allows us to realize he is the light at the end of the tunnel, and nothing can obscure that when we stay focused on him.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.